Welcome to AfterQuest. We're in the city of mages.
Yeah, we're in a city.
We're in a city. Yes. We're actually in.
We planned a heist.
We're
planning. Yeah, you guys are planning a heist. Yeah. An infiltration.
Yeah.
You betcha. It's gonna go off without a hitch.
That will be.
Wow. That was actually very nice. I don't appreciate ASMR very often.
We gotta. I gotta. Yeah.
That was nice. I don't know how much. I guess what operation would this be called?
A break and enter.
Like
Operation Steal Papers.
Yeah,
this is not espionage. We are breaking. We're just straight up breaking and entering.
That could be espionage.
I mean, it's political stuff. You're gathering political stuff.
Yeah. That's true.
Political
okay.
papers.
Okay, you're right. My bad.
I know.
I have amnesia. I don't even know what
you're right. You're right. Makes sense.
Yeah. Who did I name drop? How many names? GBK. Yes. I dropped the counselor of religious affairs on the council, the Circle of Nine.
Yep.
One of the big boys. Yes.
The Circle of Nine.
Skykeeper Ava Moonpetal.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Skykeeper Ava Moonpetal.
That's an intense name.
That is an intense name.
She also probably launches My Little Pony. That's where she got her name from.
Correct.
Okay, I don't tolerate my Little Pony talk in this podcast. We're not about that.
Who else did I say? I gave you guys, the names of the Magister. And the captain of the spell guard.
Yes.
Yes.
The melody people, but that's not.
You guys know of the melody people. You still haven't figured out what that crest is, what the sigil is. You've gathered it's probably a family crest, and it looks vaguely like the melody crest, but not quite.
What does the melody crest look like?
None of you know. Oh. You could have made a history check.
That's true.
Should we do some after quests?
Is it not like in the city
content?
Somewhere? Yeah.
Does anyone have their dice still out?
Arnie definitely has them somewhere.
Oh. Do some AfterQuest exclusive content. History check.
Roll a five.
Yeah, you guys don't know what the Melody family crest looks like. Yeah,
but on this dice, they're rolling 11 out of 12. So that's much better chance.
That is much better chance. That...
Oh. Okay, I like the size of D12s more than D20s, I think.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. Slander.
We appreciate that.
Maybe that's like, I don't know if that's
big.
That's wrong. I don't know if everyone will hate me for saying that.
And yesterday my coworker Scott told me he lost his glow in the dark dice, and I thought that was really funny because they're glow in the dark.
You lost them.
No. So like, how do you
if they're in a dark place, they're glowing.
Yeah.
This guy needs us. He needs us.
I would find those glow-in-the-dark dice like that.
Now I feel the need to get glow-in-the-dark dice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't lose them.
Just to not lose them?
Just to not lose them.
Yeah.
Just to
be like, yeah, in spite of that one guy.
Yeah. I will own these better than you will, nerd.
Get wrecked. Get destroyed.
What questions do you have about the city? Now that you're in it.
Ooh.
Holy.
What are the people like?
Are they
inside the walls?
Inside the walls? Most of the people are fairly aristocratic, honestly. Okay. Drayocton is a very wealthy city, despite the fact that they have no natural resources to sell and produce, because they sell information. They have a monopoly on a ton of arcane and worldly history.
Okay, so that library is like crazy.
Oh, it's crazy. I mean, no check necessary. All of you have heard of the Whispered Halls before. It is the largest and most complete library in the world.
And we're trying to break
it. Despite it technically being a fairly small building.
Okay.
I guess we're trying to gain access to, maybe not exclusively breaking
it. It's actually larger on the outside this time.
What a twist.
Yeah.
There's no 90.
Everything's minutes. Actually just in like one big tome that is the library.
Jeez.
One massive tome. It's just like a Google spreadsheet.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that everybody in the city has some sort of like mage type of vibes.
There's a lot of spellcasters in this. Like even just regular people walking down the street, you'll see cast cantrips to like do menial tasks or to like, you know.
Apparently teleport people.
Apparently teleport people. Teleporting is very common within the city.
Is there like a large variety of races?
Transit. Yeah.
There is. Drayocton is fairly diverse. It's not It's not the most diverse, but it's fairly diverse. There's a lot more elves and gnomes in the city than general city populations, because those two races are known to be very inclined towards the arcane. There's also a lot of more rare races. Like, even just walking around, you guys saw some Genasi, which are like elemental genie people. You saw, I mean, you wouldn't be able to recognize necessarily, but they, Asimars and tieflings wandering around.
Maybe Pumpkinhead wouldn't actually have been that standout.
Wouldn't have been that standout.
I've also imagined that maybe constructs are also not like crazy here.
Constructs aren't crazy here, no. But you have seen several arcanely constructed constructs wandering around.
Yeah, so it probably wouldn't have been okay if I had said yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's
why he asked. He was like, because it's fairly normal for people to bring constructs and then sell them to people that need.
I thought he was like reading up my vibe, and I was like, King's not a construct.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
For a second there, I was like, he's not a construct.
He was just doing his job.
Side note, Steven, that Tikka Masala set me right.
Listen up, Steven. I got cookie dough from the gas station.
Yeah.
Like the Maverick cookie doughs.
As soon as I saw it, I got jealous. I absolutely adore
you. And I'm giving to the lovely Dutch master now.
Kindness so prevails.
Thank you. Generosity. Awesome.
Shout out to I tell everyone of my good tidings. I'm not humble.
Yeah, for
now everyone knows.
I hate being humble.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
No. Kind of lame. Screw the community. You
take credit for your work, guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No. Copyright that shit. Okay.
How are the workers' unions in Dryopton?
How are the workers' unions in Dryopton?
How politically active are the students?
There's a lot of, like, fairly active.
Yeah.
Brightcloak University is known for being the best school of magic on the world. Mm. There is a debate between Brightcloak and a school in Kisar, which is the country to the south, which is mostly a country of elves. Kisar is where a lot of the elven races live. But Brightcloak is generally accepted to be like the best of the best in terms of magical education.
Okay. How many other universities are there in this country?
In this country? There are a few, like, general universities for people rich or influential enough to get children into it. There are several magical Harvards, in the world, but on Adrios, there's only probably two or three big educational institutions.
They got a monopoly on these.
Kind of, yeah. Including Brightcloak.
In terms of, like, the Melody family, are they, like, stay in their political lane, or do they have reaches, like, in all sorts of...
It's fairly well known that the Eastern Arcanum is an independent region of Adrios. They govern themselves with some influence of the council. That's why there's like delegates from the council in the city. But like in terms of, I guess without much knowledge of history, you know, there was once a sort of nobility class that ruled instead of the council.
Oh, okay.
Dryokton sort of stuck with that, but altered it slightly. Okay. So the title of Duke comes from that age of nobility.
So that's where their family originates from.
That's where their family originates from. They were a noble house. There are still several like notable noble houses in Adrios that don't hold as much power.
Okay.
That are just like rich or, you know.
Okay.
The Melodies being one of them.
Wow.
Sewer system.
How much would their,
I guess, like influence be in?
You know how like people donate money to colleges and like get their names on buildings?
Mm-hmm.
Are they that type of vibe? Are they Ken Garf? Or Nick Malone?
Kind of.
Who's the jazz guy that has all the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Melodies, as far as all of you know, aren't huge, like...
Philanthropists?
They aren't huge philanthropists. They do, like, regularly make donations, but they don't make it known. They aren't huge public figures, the Melodies.
Okay. So they're actually rich.
Yeah. They're real rich.
Intense. Is this party hosted by, like, the Magisterium or, like, specific, like,
yes, people? Yes, it is an official government gathering. I call it a ball, but mostly it's just, like, a...
People in a room talking.
People in a room talking, yeah. There's some music going on.
Balls are right.
Yeah. A gala, one might
be. Yeah.
Gala.
A gala.
Yeah.
The Met.
The Met.
That, I guess that also would date this episode. Yeah.
Yeah, like the Met.
The Met was crazy.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into it.
I didn't like any of the outfits I saw.
What?
Well, maybe you weren't looking at the right ones.
Did you just see like...
Maybe. Well, okay. The outfits were fine, but I feel like it's just none of them went hard into the theme.
Yeah. Well, that's because they're all lame.
Yeah.
That was the main, like, celebrity.
I didn't look super hard. Because I'm not like...
Freaking...
I don't care that much.
Let me show you my favorite British rat man. I forgot his name.
British rap?
Yeah. Rat man.
Rat
There's like
man.
Four
rat
of man. Them.
I really liked the girl that did the stand dress.
Tyra. Yeah, that was good.
So it was how are the dresses like the Met then in a in like an hour ball?
Do they have a theme? What's
the theme? What is
this? This is not an impressive. Is this one of your favorite British rat men? If you've got
sure, yeah,
yeah.
I'll just concur. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've heard of him.
He's in like
you seen him in
not. He's in Moriarty. He's not
I'm sure
in, he is Moriarty.
More sure he's in Moriarty. Yeah. So
yeah, that was crazy. I can't remember anyone's names crazy. Of like the outfits I actually liked, or else I'd whip them out. But
yeah, that's okay.
That is it. We don't. Moving on. What else can we talk about?
I feel like we've lost the plot.
We have lost the plot.
Is there even one to begin with?
No, I don't think so.
We're being our true.
We can talk about modern.
We can. Yeah, we don't need to.
They want to know.
You gotta give it to the people.
Yeah,
the people want
to
know.
America deserves to know.
Course,
yeah. What I think about this.
How y'all feel about Kendrick?
What is your character's star sign?
I don't even.
Bramble totally knows.
Don't know my birthday.
What's your favorite?
Cancer.
What's your favorite color?
No,
Cancer.
It's a Taurus because it's an earth sign, meaning it's connected to all things grounded, material, and solid.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
That's real.
That's kind of fable, I feel. Yeah.
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 Both
yeah.
Tauruses, but we're on the opposite spectrum.
Oh, that is a Taurus. That's fable. It's
very cool.
It's very Taurus.
Taurus.
Maybe you're a terrorist?
No. Well, the way we're going.
I let my mind wander.
It's a D&D campaign. Eventually, they will
eventually.
Be one way or another. You will
I mean,
learn.
We're about to be.
It's just going to be criminals.
Okay.
I mean, if we blow up the building,
well, okay.
That's true. We could. Hey, you know what?
It's a very easy way to become terrorists. Just blow up the
building.
That feels like a really good way to like get killed immediately.
Yeah,
it'd be fun though.
Because
perhaps.
All of the magical people are in that building.
That's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
And if you blow it up, then they're all gone.
Exactly.
They're probably not because
all those important people in the same place.
Someone else is gonna do it for us.
That's, oh no, what if that's the plot? What if the plot is there's a terrorist there and we just happen to be there?
You don't know.
Well, they're pinning on us.
Yeah, yeah. And then we have to go on the run.
Yeah.
I shouldn't give you ideas, but that's okay. I'll give you ideas.
Yeah. Give me all the ideas you can.
What if I was level 10 actually? That's an idea.
It's tempting. Very tempting.
Yeah.
Just no. Fable.
Back. I'll settle for 5. See, that's such an easier deal to go with.
Doesn't that seem
so much less?
It seems so
than 10 whole levels.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll just have 5 levels.
Yeah.
Okay.
We should talk about one more thing.
We should. This is gonna be a shorter one.
Yeah.
At least one. And then we can get a good one, you know?
Gonna lock in.
We'll keep spouting these off, but we gotta get a good one.
Yeah. What's a good one? That's a good one.
I like terrorism. Everything to say after that.
Okay. Nice.
We should just
do a bit where like have Steven bleep out like everything we say after this. Be like, what are your thoughts on it? It's like bleep, bleep. Like,
oh my goodness, have you seen that YouTube video where the guy bleeps random words of Pee Wee and Sherman?
Yeah.
Mr. Peabody and Sherman, sorry.
Pee Wee and Sherman.
Steven, do that. For our next bit that we do, for our next conversation, just bleep random words.
So what are you guys' thoughts on...
I'm actually going to try and transition.
Okay.
What was something you guys wanted to look more into the city? Like, what was something that caught your eye and wish you would...
I want
to
go in the
sewers.
For like a part of
sewers.
There was the masked man.
Yeah.
Fucked boy.
I did not.
He's probably related to Corrin.
I still come across him as we just...
The one on the roof?
On the wall.
I feel like it was one of the R's.
It was Rat.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was Rat.
It was much taller than Rat.
hits two rats in a
maybe three.
You got
maybe
me.
Three.
Maybe three.
How many rats does it take?
Let me show you.
But he's been rats this whole time.
I want to go in the sewers.
Sewers?
Too.
The sewers.
It's like that one Doctor Who episode where they go in the sewers and they're turning all the citizens into like little pig guys. That's the plot of the first Spider-Man movie. The Andrew Garfield ones, except they turn into lizards. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, yeah, he's there, the Daleks are turning.
Isn't that also the plot of the Ninja
A lot
Turtles
of things,
movie?
Yeah.
They go to town.
I like the plot of insert movie, where they go in the sewers and insert objective.
I love that. It's like a serum that's going to turn everyone into.
Well, it's the Daleks are trying to create the perfect. They think nobody else. That also happens in the first Christian Bale Batman movie. They don't turn into, but they do the.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, you're right. It does.
Yeah. And in the first hold on. Another one. And in the first Fantastic Beasts movie, they spread the
thing. You're right.
Yeah.
And when you said Christian Bale, I thought you were going to say it happened in the first Christian Bible. And I was like, I mean,
the flood.
The flood. Yeah, Noah's flood. Noah's Ark.
And also the flood from Halo, which is very similar.
Mm.
And
also, just the flood that happened.
Do you think the Bible took inspiration from Halo?
Hold on.
I think so.
This also happens in Divergent.
That's what they do, like white people's memories.
Yes.
With some.
No, they control them. Anyways.
Yeah, whatever it was.
This only happens.
Well, you guys got my B plot right off the bat.
This only happens in the movie, though, because I thought it would be cool to have, like, orange smoke everywhere. It doesn't happen in the book. I think it'd be funny if all the people in the ball were lizard people. We could make that happen.
Yeah.
Andrew Garfield.
All it takes is one button.
Yeah,
screw the A plot. We're going to the sewers next session.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, actually, we're not.
You've done all this planning. You've shuck hands. Let's go to the.
We shuck hands.
Shuck. Did I say shuck instead of shook?
Shooked. We shuck hands.
I got corn on my mind, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kendrick has copyrighted.
Oh, that was less than 7 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have the roll right.
I don't know. I was just doing a bit.
Who's checking us?
Depends on how. Angry,
yeah, who's checking us for?
Depends on how angry UMG is that day.
Yeah, or Metallica himself, Lars Ulrich. He's gonna sue us, guys.
For corn noises,
Steven.
Yeah, you told us.
Jay-Z.
Are you prepared?
Jay-Z was pretty upset too.
Are you prepared for a lawsuit, Steven?
We've already done this bit like 5 times. Last episode was just
Steven
this
time.
Steven, do you see out of your own eyes?
He sees out of mine. Oh, he's watching.
What is the extent of Steven's power? What is your reach?
I'm a plant.
Steven, what level are you?
Aren't they like usually called a fruit?
Steven's definitely like level 8.
Clue, the reference.
Powerful enough, but still like
you got your multi, you got your,
well,
you can multi class.
You can multi class with a and still have like multi attack.
Yeah.
Right? You could get a few levels.
You could, what could you do? I think you could run on water. Maybe.
Steven's definitely an artificer.
As at level 9.
I feel like artificer bard.
Yeah. For sure.
those stats would be so cursed.
Dude,
a certain bar.
Your instrument is a freaking turntable.
That's the action I was trying to get.
That's your next character.
No, IRL.
Oh, in real life.
Yeah, I'm trying to be a DJ.
That's awesome.
Not really. I mean, I'm not really making effort towards it, but
okay.
That's my hopes and dreams.
You had when they Venice sat down, I was like, "What if I was a DJ?"
I think I did that kind of recently. Actually, it's pretty good.
I could just sample myself. I'm literally a soundboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably a minor.
It will never cease to exist.
Steven, what's your opinion on the Kendrick versus Drake beef?
It doesn't matter because Kendrick won.
We
doesn't matter.
Stop talking to Steven.
Way to shut down.
I know. Half of this episode has been directed at Steven himself.
We're the only two people that listen to it.
It's my only channel to talk to Steven. You're going to take that away from me.
I am going
to
take it away from you. What's one.
Sorry.
I was just going to ask a relevant question.
Yeah.
What's one part of Dryoxin that has been either barely mentioned or not mentioned at all that you might be interested in?
What's the rave scene like?
We were in it. We were in the entertainment district.
You technically were. You were in.
Yeah. I don't trust that baker.
No?
I do. I think he's a. I think your vibe checks are off. I think he's a.
I think he's the bad guy.
I think he's a mother of four kids. A mother. Oh.
Single mother.
Mother and father.
Jobs.
Mom.
Yeah.
He's a survivor.
Have we really walked around like residential areas?
Not much. No. Yeah. You walked through the center.
We walked through the suburbs.
Really? Is this like New York type?
I mean, kind of.
Medieval.
Fantasy.
Most of residential is either around Brightcloak as like student housing or in the south. As well as outside the walls. Like 90% of outside the walls is residential.
Yeah. I mean, me and Andrew had this conversation. You can't really use, like when writing fantasy world, you can't really use modern cities as a reference.
It's more of just to get a picture in my head.
Yeah. But
well, they also like, don't really have zoning laws in medieval times.
Yeah. Like everything is spread out. And like, I mean, you could have a city that's like well, like, distributed, like actually planned out, but it's like we talked about like population density and sizes of cities, but it's like modern techniques, buildings and housing are so different, like you really can't.
So it's modern,
yeah, crazy
as opposed to the dark ages. You use middle finger. Yeah, what is called glasses slide me.
That was all four of you, by the way.
My face.
I was having a serious thought there, so you know it's gone now.
That's fair. Well, you said it.
Did.
You did.
It's recorded forever. I feel like I had more to say, but it's gone. That's fair. So.
I'm going to change subjects real quick.
We've got enough D&D content.
You do have enough D&D.
It's actually going to fall down to like 5 minutes, but that's
fine. Yeah. I started playing Fallout New Vegas recently.
Did you know my dad was the guy that made those games? Specifically,
Todd Howard?
Really hard.
Todd Howard?
Yeah, that's his name.
Your dad knows Todd Howard personally?
Yeah.
What? So.
Really?
Yeah. How?
Fun fact. I don't
Your dad pitched us to Stephen King. Your dad knows so Todd Howard. Maybe it's not Todd Howard. It's okay because my dad
I was like, I was, dude, it was in the chamber ready to go. And you just like, you just said it.
I pre, sorry. Yeah. But yeah, so the Fallout games, specifically the mobile one, he was like really into it. I saw the poster for the Fallout thingy.
Yeah.
The movie it does not look good.
I think it looks good.
The poster is bad.
It's kind of giving
B-A-D.
It's
bad.
It's like Netflix's remake.
Thank you for spelling that.
Yeah. I'm gonna spell backwards too. D-A-B. Dab. Boom.
Thank you for the dabbing. I appreciate it.
Anyways, tell us about your experience playing Fallout.
Oh, it's great. Last time I played New Vegas, I was a wee tot, so I was scared of going anywhere, and so I don't think I made it past, like, the first, like, settlement you go to outside of your starting location. But now I've actually, like, gone places. I shot up a prison.
You know those Mormons?
That's the terrorism.
There's, like, a Mormon camp in the game.
Though, is there?
Yeah,
because the guy...
Are they polygamists?
The guy that my dad...
Probably. I haven't...
Oh, maybe it's not Todd.
It's definitely not Todd.
But it's the guy. And he's probably from Utah. He worked... I think he specifically worked on the...
I don't think Todd Howard makes the games.
The guy that my dad...
Also,
like,
Fallout
76?
Fallout, like, the one with the blonde... The cartoony blonde one.
That's every single one of them.
Yeah, but, like, the one on the phone.
There's a mobile game?
There's a mobile...
Yeah. Also,
you're not talking about, like... Fallout 76. Shelter. Oh, is that what it's called?
Oh, I know. I think
it's like a base builder.
Oh, yeah.
It's just some programmer.
Yeah, Todd Howard.
But also,
yeah, but he's like
Fallout 76 wasn't made by Bethesda.
Yeah,
that's the thing. It's the best one, but it wasn't made by Bethesda.
76?
No, sorry. Did I say 76?
Yeah.
Well, I've met the writer of Battlefront 2, Star Wars.
Are you for real?
Yeah.
They had writers for that.
The new one or the
Yes. old? New ones.
Okay. I like
Here's a memoir.
I don't know his name.
But my mom is Beyonce. What are you doing here? Blue Ivy.
My uncle is Nintendo.
Oh.
My dad peed next to Stephen King. I'm just sorry.
He wins.
I peed on. Oh. It's like he was Quentin Tarantino.
The sentence I peed on.
Stephen King.
Stephen King's a freak. He'd like it too. Don't
it needs to be erased from existence.
He's a freak.
He is a freak.
Would he enjoy it?
Yeah. He's a freak. Yeah. Especially the younger.
What if you read Freaky? Yeah. What if we write Freaky It instead of Normal It?
Well, it was
actually
freaky.
That's true.
It was never freaky. Yeah. Actually, never actually, we need Normal It. Actually,
Normal It instead of Freaky It because It is freaky.
Well,
what is this podcast about?
What is this podcast?
This is not Stephen King and pissing next to him.
Stephen, our producer King.
No, I don't want to piss on Stephen. Sorry.
It's a nice thing.
Good. I would be worried if you did, honestly.
I think that's piss, y'all.
Yeah, I think that's a great place to leave off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Piss, y'all.
And I'm Aaron DeCoolest. Piss, y'all.
Peace out.
There's no outro. That's
Piss out.
Piss out, y'all.